Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
All right, look, Tom.
Wah!
Excellent, that was good. Anyway, got a factoid for you. I learned this really recently, actually. I was doing a bit of independent research. Turns out, you won't believe this, just out of guess, actually, out of birds,
guess what?
Birds, fish, and beetles, which one do you think there is more species of?
Birds, fish, and beetles. There's tons of little beetles. Oh, you meant speed, not quantity.
Yeah, I didn't mean species.
Oh. Birds.
You were right the first time, man. It's beetles.
Oh, really?
They are, apparently, 5% of all the species on Earth are beetles.
Mate.
Maybe Google that. More? Apparently it's more. Maybe Google it. Apparently it's more. But yeah, so I thought that was well interesting, and I found that out all by myself. So I wanted to tell you about that, because I did...
Shut up! I'm talking!
Shut up, I'm talking! Shut up, I'm talking! Shut up, shut up, shut up, shut up, shut up, I'm talking! Shut up, I'm talking! Shut up!
Thanks for coming back!
If you are back, I suppose...
If you are back, if you're new here, wow!
Subscribe.
Are you in for a little treat? A little tickle of the belly, per se? I won't be doing that. So this is, I'm in host mode now, but in a minute I'm going to drop that all and come back to podcast mode. I'm here we're both co-hosts. He's not my co-host. With fellow co-host, co-founder even, Jack Manifold.
It's true.
You know Thank him you. From You Laugh, You Lose Battle.
That's one thing.
Yeah.
And definitely is one of the things you can know me from, yeah.
And the cool thing about our podcast is we have segments. So we'll be starting with our first segment, and this is a weekly segment. We never miss it. Never. The worst moment of the week. And quite frankly, this segment is what it is on the tin. It's the worst moment of the week. But our two worst moments.
So
how was that in terms of hosting and quality?
Yeah, it was all right. I usually ask you like, oh, how are you doing, Tom?
It was very well. How are you doing, Jack?
I've not been bad. I'll be honest, it's not been a massively eventful week because I'm still sort of, I'm just moving house still.
It's been going on for 3 weeks now.
Well, I moved and then we went to America and then I got back and I actually sort of started unpacking. And now all the furniture's showing up. So now I'm either building furniture or putting shit in my furniture. And that's all I've been doing. So yeah, what a riveting episode you're in for. No, I have some insights. I learned some things this week, but we'll get to those later. Have you been? Oh, no, still in host mode. Don't have the time to answer how you've been.
I've been fine. It's getting colder now, isn't it? So I've been.
Oh my God. That's where we're at with the podcast, the weather talk.
Well, no, it really.
we're at the small talk part.
No, it really does take its toll on one.
We do have quite the dynamic. You really should be telling people really... about this. The small talk we have.
No, it really does take quite the toll on you. And Jack, let me get straight to my worst moment of the week, yeah. Right?
Did you need a jumper? Was that what it was?
So much more than that.
Okay.
I have crafted this beautiful thing called heat sandwich. Now, right. I made myself a heat sandwich and then Molly didn't enjoy it one bit and we nearly fell out.
You've really skimmed over quite an important part of the story.
Sure.
What is a heat sandwich?
So glad. And you can try this at home. All you need is a hairdryer and a blanket and a bed. What you do is you get into your bed. Oh, and get nude. You get nude. And then you crawl into bed because you'll be crawling at this point because it's so cold. And it has gotten really cold.
It is colder.
And then you put the blanket over you and you prop up your knees like this in a sort of fetal position. And so the has a bit of an arc of a blanket. Mm-hmm. Then you get the hairdryer and you turn it right to the max into the heat, but you keep your feet down too. You keep your feet down and then, and you push them hard into the mattress. and it fills with heat. It fills with heat, does the mattress, this big space you've created. And especially down near your toes, once you can start feeling it going on the backs of your feet and your toes, that's when the heat sandwich getting to prime position. So you do this, you keep sort of wriggling, then you quickly turn off the hairdryer, and then this is the best bit. You pull down the blanket and all of the heat gets about two times hotter, obviously, because it was all in that space.
All the compression, yeah.
Now, I love heat sandwich. Molly, because she says that the heat sandwich is just this sweaty mess and ruins the bed. So she said to me, can you believe that?
Do you
that?
Sweat a lot?
I mean, sure, we all sweat.
No, we do. Does it make your bed stink by chance?
Obviously, the heat sandwich makes me a little hotter. It's a heat sandwich, Jack.
Well, no, yeah, but does it? You reckon it creates aromas in the bedroom?
I try not to think about that. I have an ensuite bathroom.
No. And I'm going to come to your defense here. Do most sandwiches not have a smell?
Right.
That's just part of the sandwich deal.
A grilled cheese sandwich is sweaty.
Well, that's a different conversation because you're clearly making them wrong.
Molly got really cross with me because she was like, oh, Tom, I'm trying to show you this bit of art I've spent all week working on. Can you look at it? Now, and then she got out the heat sandwich and I started going, Molly, you're ruining my heat sandwich. You're letting all the heat out. And I got really pissed off.
Also, I noticed you blasted the hairdryer directly down at your genitals.
Of course.
I'm not sure that's healthy.
What do you mean? What do you think pants do all day?
So your balls, I don't know if you know this about your balls.
Oh, I know a fucking lot
about it. You know a lot, but do you know this? That the reason they move, sometimes when it's cold, I don't know if you know, they shrink a little bit.
Oh, believe me, I know.
And when it gets warm, they hang low. They hang by your knees, perhaps. all right, it's fine. You have to laugh at me. But do you know the reason for that?
No.
The sperm, don't get me wrong.
Right.
You're having to prime yourself.
I am a bit.
And now this is the sex education part of the podcast. Sperm can only be produced at a certain temperature. Well, sort of within a range of, but you know, there's like an optimal sperm making
temperature.
That
makes sense because all winter I'm shooting blanks.
not quite.
I can't do anything in winter.
No, not quite. Maybe your whole...
7 months of the year.
So what? Because what's happening with most people is...
Seven?
What's happening with most people is... as it gets warmer, their testicles get further away from their body to cool them down.
Sure.
And when it gets cold, they go in to sort of warm themselves up.
And I'm doing a little prank on my balls, is what you're saying.
Well, what you're doing is you're blasting them with heat, and they can only droop so low. And what you're doing, you're just surrounding them in heat. Your balls are going, well, shit, now you're killing all the sperm. You're probably killing your sperm.
And so imagine Molly and Jack, if I'd have known this,
sperm
when
left.
Molly crawled out of the heat sandwich, I would have shouted at her, you're killing my sperm.
No, you were killing your sperm. She's maybe saved them.
How? No, because she's made it colder.
Yeah, cold is fine because you're probably making them too hot with your heat sandwich.
When I was warming up my body, my first thought wasn't all about my sperm. I'm not one of those first...
What is the purpose of life if not to reproduce, Tom? Is what some animals would say.
That is fair.
But no, to be fair, probably, I don't know if I agree with that because I think people that say I don't want kids are pretty, I think it's valid.
Well, so that was my worst moment of the week that turned very sour and spermy.
Well, what was the, Molly just didn't like your sweaty cave is what your worst moment was. You were upset that your girlfriend wasn't a fan of your stinky, sweaty cave that you made.
Yeah, all right. So how are you going to beat that?
Well, I suffered an injury this week.
In a sense, I had a mental injury.
No, I had a real injury.
Okay.
I injured myself on the finger. And now, as you know, I've already got fucked up fingers.
That's very true.
There's a lot wrong with them. I'll give you some rundowns. One, the knuckles are too big. This is something I realized when I tried to wear rings. I can't wear rings because I don't know if you noticed, the knuckle of my finger is so much wider than the bottom. So if the ring fits over the knuckle, then it's all of a sudden too big and it flops around. But if it's small enough for this, it doesn't get over the knuckle. So I can't wear rings unless it's on this finger, where for some reason the bottom of the finger is the same width as the knuckle.
Oh,
it's the only
finger.
You got
a little cut there.
I got a little bit scratched up recently, but it's part of my injuries.
All right.
So anyway, and also they bend too far, like that.
Oh, crap. I mean, give a warning before you start doing that shit.
Bendy and weird and strange. They're already fucked up. And what did I do? I made it worse.
Oh, yeah.
Because the other day I hired a task rabbit. You familiar with task rabbit?
only from a sitcom I watched. I did not, I'll be honest with you, did not know it was real.
It is real. I also didn't know it was real. I was informed that TaskRabbit's real when I ordered IKEA furniture and they went, do you want a TaskRabbit to come and build it? And I went,
really?
Fuck yes. I don't want to build that shit. Which then made me consider the fact that when they call these DIY packages and then I proceed not to do it myself, it does feel a bit of a... DIY stands literally for do it yourself. And I sort of feel like I've maybe sinned.
That's what it's for.
What? What did you think DIY was?
I don't know.
All right. So yeah, I bought some DIY stuff, had someone do it for me instead, the TaskRabbits. But then I had two of them round. They built all this furniture. Thanks, guys. I built some furniture as well. There's so much damn furniture to build. We got through it all in a day.
You and this TaskRabbit?
Me and two other TaskRabbits. There was two guys.
You hired two rabbits?
Yeah, I hired two rabbits.
And did you go, here's a carrot. Here's a carrot all day.
No, I gave them water and maybe tea.
Oh, that's good.
They didn't want the tea. But yeah, so I hired these guys. They built the furniture and then they built a locker in my kitchen for the cats. It's the cat stuff locker. It's the cat's locker. That's what we call it. He built this locker and I went to open it. The fucking door fell off. Thinking, shitty rabbit. He's fucking built my locker wrong. The door fell. I can't use it if the door falls off because then the cats can get inside and start eating their food. And I don't want them to do that.
So, what do you call another rabbit or do you lower
No,
them?
I went, it's a job for me. I'll fix this. Oh. I'm good at DIY. I was busy. You know, I had other DIY to be getting on with. So I went in and tried to figure it out. And I found on Alan's floor in her office, like a little peg. And I went, oh, this is for the door. It fell off. That makes sense. Don't know how it got upstairs. Doesn't matter. So I think, great. I try and put it in, it doesn't fit. But I'm adamant that this must be the right piece. So I start, I literally take this locker, I take all the stuff out of it, I take it to the ground, it all falls, all the shelves fall off. I go, great, now I've got to pull the shelves back on. I fucking bend the metal to get this little peg in, because I'm convinced that it must have fit there originally, but because it's all together now, it's too late in the process, and that's why it's not fitting. I get it in, finally. I try to put the door on. It's not the right part. Right? I learned this, because as I'm trying to fit the door on, I'm like on the floor trying to fit the door, line it up. It falls off this hinge that I've just put in directly onto my finger, a whole ass metal door, and it crushed my finger. And you know how pain usually works? Don't know if you've felt pain.
Oh, yeah.
But what happens is this sort of a parabola of pain.
What? What's a parabola?
Well, it's an arc.
It's that on, did on not
a,
help.
A graph. You know, do you remember the quadratic formula?
Jack, it's really all I think about.
Oh, good. So the quadratic formula was used for solving graphs with x squared at the front, I think. It's been a while.
What are you on about?
And they make parabola. Anyway, it was a parabola.
Stop.
Pain is a parabola. And the way it works is it goes like this. I'm going to explain it, right? There is moment of impact. It very quickly shoots up the pain. So it's not really a parabola, actually. I've lied. It's sort of more of a sort of logarithmic curve. Anyway, I'd say it's a logarithmic curve, would you say?
I've been talking about... Go, let's hurry this up.
Point is, the pain, it hit, and what usually happens with pain is it sort of gets to a climax and it comes down very quickly. But what happened is my pain hit and it just stayed at the climax for ages. I'm like, this is supposed to start going off, and it wouldn't. It just hurt for like a minute, like at the peak of pain. And now it hurts a bit. But like I was peaking, and I was like, why am I still... So it was really bad pain, and then I found out that actually he'd not put it together wrong. The peg had just fallen into the thing. What I thought was an Allen key was actually the right peg, and I just slot it in. It was like a 30-second task. But I'd spent like half an hour ripping this locker apart and pulling on it with all my strength to injure my finger, all for it to be wrong. And actually, these TaskRabbits were actually great. And I've been under my breath slagging him off the whole time.
Fuck. And this is why you're not a TaskRabbit.
No. No, it's not. I'm not a TaskRabbit. I'm not.
You're not cut out for it, clearly.
Well, no, I mean, I'm not bad at DIY.
You just feel pain so
I built
much.
my dining room chairs all by myself. And something else. Oh, a cat tree. I built a cat tree.
So.
My cats.
Yeah, all right.
So that was pretty bad. I was in a lot of pain.
So it's hard to say whose moment was worse.
Well, yours was just your girlfriend doesn't like a thing you like, and mine was I was in a lot of pain.
I was cold, and I basically killed a load of sperm.
Yeah, but that wasn't the thing you were complaining about. You're perfectly fine with that bit. Your issue is you don't like that Molly doesn't like any of that stuff.
I just like to be warm and cozy and cuddly. Is that so wrong? You're this guy. You're this evil sort of CEO who's hiring out all these poor minimum wage workers.
I thought you'd have more of an issue with TaskRabbit as a sort of service.
No, I like a good minion. I can't even hold that one in.
So what, there's these films you'll love.
You're going to love Facebook mums. But I don't... Well, that's odd, isn't it, TaskRabbit?
It was a bit weird.
I also have just accepted it's odd. But the world's just this massive odd place now. I'm just so used to it.
The world of freelance work, there's just like apps where you can just hire guys to come help with stuff. Like Uber, you can just hire a guy to drive you to a place. And TaskRabbit now, I can just hire a guy to come to my house and do household tasks. I just find it phenomenal. Mm. The world that is being birthed through...
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Phones. That's mad, you know, because what I wrote down, and this is a real thought I had that I then had to write down in my phone, because I can write in my phone, is, I'll tell you exactly how I phrased it, how just sick phones are. That's what I want. Whose phone just went off? That was a phone being like, yeah!
Got a phone really in the audience. Yeah, one of the phones in the crowd went, whey! Shout out phones.
But I was just, you know what it is? All these people are like, oh, let's get really into vinyl.
And now you're talking about smartphones, I assume, specifically.
Sure!
Like these. Or you're talking about like...
Yeah, you had to get out your iPhone.
The telephone.
Let me finish. So wow. Everyone, all these people were like, let's get into vinyls, they're really cool, you can listen to music the old way. I was like, okay, I got into vinyls. Everyone was like, let's get into cassette players. I was like, okay, I got into cassettes. And then I put in a cassette I bought and it didn't fucking work, and I was really excited to listen to it. So I went, I'll just listen to it on my phone. Hang on, oh my god, everything's on my phone now. Pause, because I'm gonna start sounding a bit stupid, but I promise you I'm not. And I was just listening to this album like, oh my God, I can just listen to any song in the whole world on Spotify on my phone. And we love you, Spotify. And I was just like, oh my gosh, my phone. And I started thinking, I was like, it has all this music on, all of the music in the whole world. That's pretty cool. And then I went, oh my God, and it's an alarm.
That's crazy. That was the second wonder for you. You went from, wow, every song on the planet is accessible through this. I can listen to music whenever I want. And then you went, it also keeps the time.
Oh, and it's a watch. Yeah, that's good. And then I went, oh my gosh, this was the mad one. I can learn about anything ever.
And that was the third after alarm.
Fourth. Watch.
Oh, no, watch was the one I just gave you now.
Sure, sure. And then I was like, that's amazing. And then I was like, and I can take any note in it at all times. And then I was like, I can't get any better than this. Fucking calculator.
I feel like the one you're really missing out on is I can communicate with anyone in the world.
Oh, we haven't even got messages. And then you think, what's the whole point of this bad boy? It's a phone. I can give anyone a ring at any point I want. And by this point, I've already got 7. And you're thinking, I mean, 7 is so much more than enough. And I haven't even begun to scratch the surface.
No. Social media, it's got that on there.
That's probably one. That's lower on my list.
Fair.
Then after that, you've got...
Games? You can game on there?
Yeah.
A little pastime?
What else is on my phone?
You can read books.
Reading? That's sort of in the internet. Either way, the big 7, that's enough. And I'm not even getting into YouTube, Netflix. Watch it on the TV. Still.
But you can watch it on your phone.
You can.
And that is crazy.
And I have. And that was the...
Like, I'd rather not listen to things on my phone. I'd rather play them on like a nice speaker. But the fact that I can...
And this is the great thing. Number 8, my phone now is a pretty bloody good speaker. I didn't even put in my headphones. I just listened to Bruce Springsteen.
They're not bad. The old phone.
My phone is all bashed up now. You're probably thinking, It's just horrid.
You haven't cared for this thing you think so highly of.
I know I've dropped it a lot, but I love it. And I always pick at the case too. That's my other problem. My phone's a bit minging. But still, isn't it beautiful? Oh, photos! A camera! It's a camera! And I just, once I started listening what it can do, I couldn't stop.
Damn.
And that, and it just made
me think, Steve Jobs to thank. He made the first smartphone.
Cheers, Steve. And I was just sat thinking, why am I sat spending a tenner to buy albums I already have for free on my phone? This is stupid.
Well, not free. You paid a subscription.
Oh, $8.99. Very cheap, I think. Some reasonable Spotify. And then I just thought, this is just stupid that I have all this old technology. Mm. I'm just going to use my awesome phone.
You pay for Spotify. They gave it me for free.
Why?
Don't know. I don't remember. They emailed me once and went, you want it for free? I went, yeah, all right, cheers.
What?
Don't know. What very kind. Spotify just a few years ago reached out and they went, do you want to become a Spotify partner?
I'm not really funny.
And I'm like, what's my responsibility here? And they went, they didn't really give me anything to do. And they gave me a little blue tick on my name, and I think I get Spotify for free. So I went, oh, cheers, lad.
It's a tenner. You know, I mean, it's not 40 quid a month. So
no,
I'm not...
but every month I now don't have to pay a tenner because Spotify went, there you are, man.
That is nice. And Spotify, let's fucking, I've just freaking been so nice to you. Let's up your game a bit, twat.
Maybe they'll reach out to you via an email.
Maybe I'll get Apple Music going, well, well, well.
We'll give you
some Apple Music. I don't know.
Yeah, I don't know what they have to offer.
Anyway, I just really, and I've just been, oh my God, Maps. It's got fun.
I rely completely to live on
and
Google
I was,
Maps.
And because I've been reading lots about Bruce and about all this stuff, I was like, oh my God, the world for basically forever didn't have phones. And I've just always had a phone. And I was like, this is wonderful. This is a beautiful gift from God
that I hold
in my fingertips.
They are incredible. But like, they're also dangerous.
Oh, shut up.
I'm just saying, man.
How?
Access to that much information all the time is overwhelming.
I heard a great quote today that said, the reason most comedians are depressed is because you spend most of your life thinking, and ignorance is bliss. Now, because of social media, we spend all of our time thinking, so everyone's very miserable. But if you just don't go on social media, then there's still like 8 other amazing things that your phone can do. Music, maps, calculator, those three.
I have such a bad directional sense. The only reason I can like live as an independent human is because I have Google Maps.
It's mad. Can you imagine, you know, when we did our America tour or went anywhere, you'd have to have actual paper. How would you even get a train? You'd just be fucking confused. It's mad.
Sometimes I still am.
I know.
About the Amtrak. I had a very lengthy conversation with a lady the other day about the Amtrak in America and how shit it is. If you're from America, your trains are shit.
Yeah, so that's our big call out to the American
Amtrak.
The big
is
train
shit.
Has been watching us.
It just looks like it's just like a metal shed on wheels. And there's no food.
All right. Well, anyway, that I think is beautiful and you should start appreciating phones more, guys.
Yeah.
And not be so ungrateful.
I forgot to ask you before this though.
Oh, quickly. Yeah, nice. You just banged the mic. You're just giving everyone listening a headache.
I didn't mean. Sorry, it was a bit close to my arm. I'll lift it up.
Come on. Are you serious about this whole thing or not?
I'm seriously sick of you, man. That's what I'm serious about.
Seems harsh.
But anyway, I've got a question for you.
That wasn't even a segue.
It's just a horrible comment. Have you ever? We were on about TaskRabbit, and I forgot to ask you at the time, but it's reminded me now. Have you ever actually built furniture yourself? I just imagine you doing DIY to be very funny.
Why?
I can't imagine you're very good at it. I imagine you struggle with it quite a lot.
It is a right struggle.
Do you build furniture?
Hate it. I put it off for so long and I just have these big boxes in my house.
Really?
Yeah, I put off a chair for a year and then I built it and it was an incredible chair and I had to give it to Aaron.
What? What do you mean you had to give it to him?
He didn't have a chair, so I gave it him and then I asked for it back and he went...
He had to buy his own chair.
I should have done. I know. I've built some bookshelves. I built a bookshelf.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sure I had a good anecdote about building, but I've forgotten it. So,
all right, I guess we'll move on. that's fine. I hear a tag is over.
Don't.
You made this very clear. You sent very angry messages to the group.
Tag, right?
Yes, I'm aware.
So I did, if anyone wasn't listening last week, I did a big game of tag with loads of people. Loads of people showed up. My God, it was incredible.
Loads of people and one random 8-year-old.
One 8-year-old didn't show. The 8-year-old was already there. They asked to join in. Let's not frame these narratives.
Okay.
But then,
sorry, carry on.
Yeah, yeah, no, that wasn't cool, man. We're meant to be on the same team.
No, we are. I just, friendly fire.
Just
adding a bit of detail.
Last week, I get everyone to play tag with me. It's incredible on a lovely sunny day. I think, wow, this wavering commitment from the tag group, really people have came together. Then it's time to play tag again this week. The night before, I ask 13 people, are you all down? 10 of them say yes. Oh, pardon me. 10 of them say yes.
Mm-hmm.
I go, great. The day comes, Sunday. No, Saturday, 2 p.m. I start walking to the tag field. Me and Aaron are there. I start ringing around, going, who's coming to tag? Jack, these numbers are going to shock you. Out of the 10, what?
These numbers, like a news report.
Jack, out of the 10 people I asked to play tag, one showed up. One.
That's bad.
After confirming yes.
Yeah, to confirm yes and the next day not show up.
Oh, my, and to be fair, not all of them confirmed yes. But last week, many of them said maybe and then still show up. So I start ringing people. One of them's like, oh, I've got a video to edit. And I'm like, shut up. Being a YouTuber isn't a real job, you prat. Get a grip. I was getting so irate. I was probably getting angry at them. It was like, I need to upload every 2 weeks. Shut up. Shut up. I was getting so angry at these stupid YouTubers who think that they're the shit. Then we show up. The only one that's there on time, Owen's Juice. Owen's used it. Now, I'm not going to name any of the flakers because they don't deserve any clout. But who I hate now.
They don't deserve the uplift this would give them.
Yeah. Owen's Juice shows up on time. We love you, Owen's Juice. He shows up. But by this point, I was in the chat and I was properly enraged. I was fucking Red Hulk. So I start messaging. And this is, I use the beauty of my phone for hate. All right. So I start messaging people. I'm going to read you the text. This is after 9 people have flaked. I said this to the chat. No one is here and it's 2 p.m. You are all flakers. Someone says something. I reply, dirty, lazy flakers. Owen says, I'm behind you. I say, Owen, I take that back. Then, you are a flaky liar. Becumon, I cannot commit to muddy tag. Sorry, Kings. Me. It is not muddy.
Was it?
No, a little bit. But come on, Becky, you have a dog. Dogs get muddy all the time.
Oh, okay. I was like, okay, where's this going?
Where are you? What the hell? Buses are taking the piss. There are 3 of us here and 13 of you said yes. This is the end of tag. Then some more people said some stuff. And I said, me and Aaron have lost great respect for all of you. This is the end of tag. Then 2 people show up. 40 minutes late, and they're like,
that's long.
I'm like, are you really? And then they go, oh, she'll just get food anyway. And I go, oh, this isn't a food chat. This is a tag chat. We have to play tag. So we invent a new game of tag called Mite Tag, where we're all termites. And that was fun. But still, it's over. Because we have to play piggy in the middle for a long time with me, Owen, and Aaron. Let me tell you, Jack, it was usually me in the middle.
Oh, are you not a good piggy?
Do I look like a good piggy, buddy? Champ? No.
No.
I'm obviously not one. So I was just so irate. So in that previous episode, when I said everyone show up at 2 p.m. on Saturday, don't do it anymore. I'm not going to be there. It's over. Just don't. Just show up. And this is what I was saying.
I mean, I'm not great at being amazingly timely.
You're horrid at it.
No, I'm not letting you get away with that. I'm not horrible at timekeeping. I'm not amazing at it. But I'm never more than 5, maybe 10 minutes late at the very, very worst if I've had an emergency.
Jack.
Which usually just means I needed a poo.
Me and my dad went to breakfast together and your parents were already there. We spent an hour eating our breakfast and left, and you still hadn't arrived to be your parents.
This is a one-time thing.
Who's that late was for breakfast?
This is a thing of my parents didn't organise this correctly with me, and they didn't. They sort of went, all right, we're going for 10. I went, well, like, I can't do that. And they're like, well, we're already here. And I went,
why could you not do, what do you have on at 10?
I can't remember now what had went wrong. Something went wrong. It was a very specific circumstance. I felt very bad for them.
I'm not surprised. I felt bad for them.
But they were fine. They had each other's company and they had a coffee. When we got there, we had a lovely breakfast. It was fine.
Do or do not. There is no try. We have to get rid of maybe.
What?
People who say the word maybe is not an answer.
Oh, to like commitments.
I invite you to something. Say yes or say no. Don't
I
say
do
maybe.
Hate maybe people.
I hate maybe. Maybe is just a no, a wet no. Just say no. Just have
it. It's people who are scared to say no.
Just say no. Tell me you're busy.
No one who wants to do something has ever said maybe.
I know. Just say no. And it's fine.
And it's even on like the G calendar. You know, on the G Google calendar, for those who aren't in the loop, I'm just using slang. The old G cal, when you get like a little like meeting invite, you get yes, no, and maybe on
maybe
there.
Maybe's ridiculous.
Who's ever fucking said maybe on a G cal?
Maybe.
Yeah, professional.
God, if you
fuck
say
off.
Maybe, stop listening.
If ever anyone who works for me ever replies maybe to anything, I fire them on the spot.
Okay, you don't have anyone working for you.
Not anymore. Too many maysayers, that's what I call them. Not naysayers, maysayers.
It just pisses me off so much.
It is horrible. No, I'm completely with you.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
Anyway, friends are visiting from home.
That was a... I've got a bunch of friends visiting from home. And you really... Wow. Yeah, no, my friends... I grew up in Mansfield. I've got two friends who have came down and a third friend who isn't from Mansfield, but is kind of... We had this friend who we met on Discord. And what it was, we had all our friends from school. We all just would go on Discord after school and game. And we just sort of adopted one lad from down south into our friend group. And like, so now whenever we meet up, he comes with. So he's kind of like our school friend.
He's your Tubbo.
Yeah, yeah. He's like, yeah, exactly. What you have with Freddie, Aaron, and Tubbo. He's like, you just got, sort of adopted this weird southern kid into the mix.
Yeah.
We sort of did the same thing with our friend.
Posho.
A little bit, not.
Tubbo is.
I used to say Sarge was posh. But not anymore. But anyway, I'll get into that. Sarge is my best friend from school, by the way. A little bit of context here. Wait, Tom knows Sarge. Maybe you. Some of you. He's been on a couple of streams of mine. I mean, I've not kept him a secret or anything.
Okay.
So anyway, Sarge is here, and my other friend Will. They're both here. They're visiting. And it was we went and hung out yesterday at the pub, and I had three big realizations at the pub. I'll start you them off.
Wow.
First one. Well, this one was sort of after the pub. I get hungover much more easily now. Not feeling too great today. I don't know if you could tell. That was the first one.
So you shouldn't have been drinking yesterday because today's a work day.
I know. And I kept saying that. I thought, oh, I can't have too much, guys. Today's a work day. And then, what kept happening is we kept finishing the beer.
How much beer did you have?
How much would you say is a reasonable amount of beer to drink on a podcast night?
Oh, two.
So I had a little bit more than that.
How much did you have?
I had... Five beers.
Five!
I had five beers and a shot of Mao Tai. For those of you who don't know, Mao Tai is the most popular drink in China. It is made of, I believe, fermented grass, but I could be wrong. That's just what someone told me. And it is very strong and not particularly pleasant.
So the equivalent of seven beers. Are you even taking this thing seriously?
Well, yeah, because I'm here, aren't I? Being the best I've ever been. This is probably the best episode.
Wow.
But anyway.
For the listeners, he did a look to camera.
I did a little look to camera. It was pretty sick. But yeah, so one, get hungover way more easily. Woke up not feeling great this morning. But when I got in, I drank so much water. Like,
not too
so
much.
No, probably too much. That was because I knew that I would regret it. Because it was when I had the Mao Tai, but what it was, I told Will about this Mao Tai stuff and he was really intrigued to try it. And I thought, well, I can't, as a good host, I can't let him just have a Mao Tai to himself.
Will Widge.
Yes.
Yeah.
I have a friend, we call him Widge. He didn't know that Widge was the word that I grew up with as a kid for penis. We used to call our penises our Widge.
I don't think anyone else has ever done that.
Comment down below if you called it a widge.
And that's a manifold family.
Anyone here say widge in this room?
Never.
All right.
That is a bit
weird.
Well,
we called our penises widges as kids. Anyway, my friend, he goes by widge, but he doesn't know it means penis, the idiot. So yeah, he wanted to try Mao Tai, didn't he?
What were the three big revelations?
Yes, one of them I get hung over too easy. Second revelation, and this one's more serious. I really miss...
I've realized I really love living in Brighton and I love the friends I've made, including yourself, you know?
Thank you.
But I do miss having friends that I've known since I was like a kid.
Yeah.
That I can hang out with and reminisce. Like just telling stories from like school, like remember that time when sort of shit. And I'm like, no one in Brighton has known me by like maybe Gek, like VODs channel manager Gek, for anyone who's familiar with my VODs channel. There you are.
But no, I've known you since you were pretty little, since you were 16.
Yeah. No, 17.
17.
But I was doing content. No one's known me since before content other than Gek, who doesn't even live here. She's just here sometimes.
Yeah.
Like, I no one in Brighton really knows me before that. And it's like, I really miss like being able to reminisce about like school and like six. Mate, our sixth form was like, we have so many stories.
Yeah.
And it's just, it was so fun. Like, remembering them for like a couple of hours, and I was like, I miss that. And then I started thinking a lot about just like, I think it was like the sort of idea, because I'm moving it, obviously I moved into a house, it's much bigger, I'm like more settled into it, like feels like I'm here now,
yeah,
permanently, sort of. It's not just some apartment, like I'm in like a proper house in Brighton. And I was like, there's a lot just like about being here that like, as much as I love Brighton, I felt like a bit homesick. I was like, I do miss Mansfield.
Yeah.
And I had a couple this week. So I also did a wee watch with George Memes where we watched Don't Tell the Bride. And it happened to be set in Mansfield Woodhouse, which isn't Mansfield, by the way, for the Woodhouse listeners viewing. People from Woodhouse will not, they will not like if I call it Mansfield. It's Mansfield Woodhouse. It's Babby Woodhouse.
And what was your third revelation?
No, I'm not finished with the second one yet. Please. Reminiscing about Mansfield. Well, actually, technically, for anyone from Mansfield Woodhouse, I was, my first house was in Mansfield Woodhouse. Where I was not born, but that's the first house I went home to. But then I moved to real Mansfield, like a proper man. But yeah, just like in this, like I was watching this memeless thing and just like seeing like, they like drove past my school on the way to the wedding. Mm. And like, they went to like this pub, the Il Rosso, shout out the Il Rosso, great pub if you're ever in Mansfield. My dad, and like my dad proposed to my mum there. And like, I've been there a lot growing up.
Wow.
Like, when I finished my GCSEs, I went to the Rosso.
Classy dad.
It's a nice pub.
Proposing in a pub.
It's Mansfield. Where else was he going to do it? You know what I mean?
Not in Mansfield, ideally.
They don't, not everyone can leave, Tom. Anyway. Yeah, my dad proposed at this pub. It was just like, it was so cool seeing like, watching this episode.
It is lovely.
I had this weird sense of like,
everyone's got hometown pride and love.
I wouldn't call it pride, but I'd call it like, I feel like a sense of ownership.
Yeah.
Over Mansfield. I feel like a sense of ownership because it's, you know, there's like 100,000 people from there. I, you know, no one... It's very rare. Like when I run into someone who has a connection to it, I get so excited. Yeah. I was at a house party the other day and this lad had a bit of an accent. I went, where are you from? And he's like, oh, he said somewhere nearby. I can't remember, like Chesterfield or something. And he was like, oh, but I was born in Mansfield. I went, what? I couldn't believe it. Out in the middle of Birmingham, there was a guy as far out as Birmingham from Mansfield, which isn't that far. It's like 2 hours in the car, but like still.
And what, I mean, it's hard to downgrade from Mansfield, isn't it? And yeah.
Yeah, it's because of Bert, I know, poor guy.
I know.
But yeah, it was just like, I loved it. I really, like, just seeing all this hometown stuff made me like reminisce, and all my friends are here.
Mm.
And I'm like,
because I have all my friends that I've known
forever
with me.
This is the thing, all your friends
I live with
Aaron Brighton.
And Freddie lives around the corner.
Yeah, they all moved to Brighton. Raw Milot. Are in Mansfield still.
I also am only friends with those two. Well, I've got a few more friends from school, but not many at all.
Really? Was that it for you, pretty much?
Yeah.
I mean, I had others, but my close ones are like...
Yeah, I've got one mate who I see whenever I go up, Freddie and Aaron. I've got two mates who I go climbing with, but like, I basically must have gone through about 5 personal Instagrams when it all blew, because someone would always keep leaking what I posted. So I just slowly culled things to
I
like,
never had anyone leak anything.
Well, aren't you a lucky...
No, but I am lucky, because I used to just add... That account is the one I've had since I was like 11.
Yeah, no, I've gone through like...
Not 11, 13. And please don't ban my personal Instagram. It made me very sad. There's a lot of memories on there. But I just used to add everyone from school. So there's like so many people that I was not that close with on there.
Yeah.
And no one's ever leaked anything.
Wow.
So I'm like...
What a load of champs you are.
Shout out the people from Garibaldi School. But yeah. And then I started thinking about the differences between like, you know, I was like, damn, do I want to be back up north? And I started thinking about all the differences about like what
you
do
have,
I miss?
You have just moved, so...
What do I? No, I've came to the conclusion I really like my house here and like my life here. That's but cute. I was just getting a bit of homesick. I just need to visit home. That's all.
Yeah.
But like I miss
like a quiet life up there.
I miss the quietness. I miss like, you know, when I go up there, like I feel like I'm overwhelmed by choice here.
Yeah.
Where like what I do is I go back home. I message Sarge. I go, hey Sarge, I'm home. And he goes, cool. Let's go for a walk and then go to the pub. And we always do that. Mm. We go for a walk and go to the pub, or we go to his house and watch F1. These are our activities. Occasionally, if we get a house to ourselves, we'll cook.
Do you know what's funny?
That's it.
You say that because when I used to go up to home, I go, oh man, I really miss home. I really miss home. Like the exact same thing. And now I go up to Nottingham and I miss Brighton because all really? The same things that I do. Like my life now is like today, I got up at 8, me and Aaron went to the gym, or on Saturday, me and Aaron got up. Sunday, we got up, went for a walk, came home, did some reading. Then, like, I basically do all the things I do in Nottingham now, but in Brighton.
I just
don't really go into town.
It's too busy for me, I think. I think like, there's so much going on that I get overwhelmed by choices to what I could do.
Yeah.
And I actually end up doing very little.
Mm.
Well, like back home, I think the sort of like, you know, occasionally, if we're lucky, we'll go bowling or pool. But like, you know, like there's so little going on. I get overwhelmed by too many options a lot.
I mean, I had, the first few years I found very overwhelming.
Yeah, I think you've done well because I've been here longer than you. I still don't think I've quite settled into like a bit of a routine.
Yeah, it's hard.
I'm beginning to find one a bit now Eleanor's moved in because she's better at it than me. So she's sort of building as a routine, which I like. I appreciate her for that.
What's your third revelation? There's a lot of revelations. I mean, this must have been a fucking major pub session for you.
I think the third one was sort of the thing about like the north and the south and this was sort of a bit before I was walking with Sarge and we were like, I was like, oh, are you hungry? He's like, not really. And I was like, oh, I'm a bit. I only had a Pret for breakfast. He went, Pret?
Yeah.
And I thought, oh yeah, people frown upon Pret.
It's a bit north, posh.
It's a bit posh, isn't it? And I forget it's so normal down here. It's so southern.
Yeah.
But like people don't really see anything and like things like that. Or like when we went to the pub, like the sort of. We went into a pub and there was like a bunch of old folk that like, it was clearly they're local.
Yeah.
Like sort of thing. But like the sort of people you see, like old Southern people are not the same as old Northern people.
No, they're all well-lived and happy.
Yeah. And like, no, I know plenty of older Northern people that are happy, but they're more like silly.
Sure.
They're sillier. I think the North is a sillier place.
I'm very good friends with an 80-year-old woman who does stand-up comedy. She's very silly.
That's all.
That's quite unique.
Yeah, there's a lot of outliers, but I'm saying generally, I think Northern people are sillier than Southern people. I think that's one of the things I realised.
That makes sense.
And then like, just little things like that.
They take themselves so serious.
Southern people do take themselves very serious, don't they?
Yeah.
I've just been thinking about all the different.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.
All right. Oh, gosh. Oh, no, Jack, I have to tell you about this. It's all, actually, you probably don't want to hang out in my flat because it's all been kicking off. Molly's turned bad.
What?
She's gone evil. You know how I was telling you about the heat sandwich? That was just the beginning.
Now she's even worse.
Guess what she started doing? Oh, advice to my viewers, never fall in love. She keeps leaving the oven on. And leaving the hobs on. She's done it 4 times in the past 3 days. That is ridiculous. Just left it on max setting. And Aaron goes,
what, the hot, like full flame?
Is the oven on? Well, we have an electric, so it's not that.
Oh, that's not.
Yeah, but were Aaron to put his hand smack bang in the middle of it, he'd burn. What? He'd burn bad.
Would he? Is it an induction hob or is it a...
Oh, it's induction, baby. If you put your hand on it, you're burning.
No, that's not what induction is. That's not what that is at all. Induction wouldn't be hot. Because induction, so what, this is the crazy...
No, it gets really hot, though.
Okay, so that's just an electric heater.
It gets fucking so hot to touch.
Yeah, that's not induction, mate.
Either all, Molly's this crazy, horrid person, it turns out.
Well, I was just trying to assess, because if she left on an induction hob, It wouldn't do anything. It'd be fine. Just waste a bit of electricity, which is okay. You'd live.
I'm also wasting all this electricity.
That would piss me off because I just had my first water bill through. This, I can't believe I haven't mentioned this.
What?
This should have been my worst moment. This was horrendous. I got a water bill through for £450.
What?
Yeah. Yeah. This is what I said, right? For the period of time from when I started renting to when I moved in. I wasn't even in the house. Somehow, apparently, I used £450 of water. I looked up how much that was, Tom. It was 100 cubic meters. You know how much that is? Oh, wow. That was 100,000 liters of water, they seem to reckon I used.
What?
An average of 2,200 liters a day. Apparently, I've been using that much water. So I called up the water people. I went, and the little automated voice went, "What can we help you with? Please say in as few words as possible what we can help you with." I went, "My bill is £400. I was very quickly put through to a person.
Are they fixing it?
They're fixing it. Because I rang the man and I went, "Hi, my bill is £450 and I think it's wrong because it reckons I've used 2,000 litres of water a day and I think that's not true." And he went, he's a South African guy, and he went, "That's quite a lot of water." that was it. That's all he said. But they are fixing it.
Oh, okay. Here's a cool idea I've had. Let's have a new segment to the podcast. This is our newest segment. It's not an idea. It's a fact, actually. I forgot. I'm a co-owner, host, founder.
Yeah, but co-owner means you've got to run it.
New segment. We are going to give bedroom advice. Sexual.
No, we're not. No, Jack, we're not going to give sexual advice.
You start.
No, I'm not giving sexual advice.
Okay, I'll start. My advice? This is just my advice. Never say welcome to the octagon before you get laid.
What?
Don't say that. It won't work.
What do you mean the octagon? Like the building.
Welcome to the octagon.
No, that's the pentagon. What the fuck is the octagon?
Never go like this. Welcome to the octagon.
What the fuck is the octagon?
That's my advice for viewers in this week.
An octagon has 8 sides. Bedroom Your room advice, has 4.
Bedroom advice segment.
Mathematically, it was wrong to begin with.
Sure, it's just a saying.
Did you try this? And Molly wasn't for it then?
No one is.
You've been trying it with other people. Who have you been trying it with?
Here's another topic for you all. This is Max.
Should I just move on from this, I've had work no, to the octagon?
I've had no hot water all week. None.
That's not good.
No, it's because my boiler completely broke. It bust, right? Probably because Molly's been setting everything on fire. But yeah, it didn't work, right? And I've been miserable all week. About 10 days I've been having cold showers every morning.
That's more than a week. Wow. Oof.
10 days I've been having cold showers first thing, and Molly hears me squealing like a pig that's getting slaughtered in the bathroom every morning.
Wow.
Every day, guys, between 8 and 10 p.m., you guys probably would have been getting up, floating around, because you're really happy around viewers. You're really happy. You're not depressed. And then you've been going into the water room and you've been showering. It's been lovely.
The water room?
Every morning, Jack, I've been going like this.
The bathroom, huh?
And this is when I put my armpit under the water. That's the noise. Why are you looking at me like that? That's the noise. It's properly painful. And I have to dance
it's
too.
It's painful?
It's horrid.
Is it? How cold is it?
As of today, the guy that's going to fix it, he comes in. He says, "I'll be there in an hour to fix it." I go, "Great, I'll have another quick cold shower." I'm in the bathroom, nude.
Mate, why would you not just wait till they got there and fixed it?
Because we have this stupid podcast to do.
Oh, was that today?
Yeah, this morning.
Oh, that was today. Oh, my God.
So this morning, I'm nude in the shower, halfway through my cold shower, covered in soap, and Molly just opens it and goes, "He's here." And I go, "It's been 10 minutes. And he goes, "I know, he's early. He's finished what he was doing. He needs to turn off the water." And here I am, you know, covered in soap, cold, you know, just miserable. Mm. And Molly's like, "The water's going off." And can you imagine what I look like? Imagine, to really shut your eyes and imagine me.
I'm
nude,
all right. You know,
covered in soap, cold, yeah, shriveled, wrinkled, sad.
I don't want to see you soaked up and nude.
With big bags under my eyes and crust in my eyes.
I've seen you when you first wake up. You have a real potent, like, "I've just woken up" look.
What does that mean?
Some people, when they first wake up, you can really see they've just woken up. And some people, for some reason, look as fresh as they would midday.
I don't look
your
fresh.
Freshness
takes an hour or two to kick in.
Well, it's imagine me with that. No,
I remember
freshness.
On tour, you'd get up and like, oh, he's just woken up. Yeah, but I think I will give myself a little bit of credit here. I think I have quite quick freshness. It happens quickly.
It's in the voice. You mainly can tell. You.
Oh, I can bring the voice out immediately. I sometimes get woken up by phone calls and I just switch on.
Wow, no, I'm like me.
I'm silky smooth. I go, hello, thank you for calling.
So yeah, imagine that shit, man. It's just shit in it. My life's just shit.
I fucking hate when workmen show up early and they say it. They come to you with a smile.
You just hate the working class. No, I've learned from this episode.
I hate a culture of showing up shit early. If you tell me to be there at a time, I'm being there at the time. And I hate this idea. Like, people always say, oh, when you go to a job interview, you show up 5 minutes early.
You should
show
definitely
you
show up early.
Fuck off.
Well, you always show up 10 minutes late to everything.
I realize I shouldn't be late. I'm always late for everything. I shouldn't be late. I'm not always late. You only in the past month have started
getting good at not being late. You're barely on time now.
No, I'm on time.
Barely.
Not barely. On time is on time.
You've started coming through the door about a minute late now, which is acceptable.
No, I'm getting through the door on time.
A minute late.
Also, I show up to the podcast before you.
Yeah, I know.
Every week I'm here before you.
Yeah, I know, but that's because you have to.
I don't have to. I do it out of choice.
Yeah, because you don't have
anyway, point stuff, being, I hate this culture we have of showing up early being good. Because whenever I book someone to come to my house and they show up with a big grin and they are, oh, I'm here early. I go, yes. And it's fucking inconvenient because I'm in the middle of tasks because I thought I still had 20 minutes till your ass arrived. Right? And it just pisses me off. Like, honestly, when I moved house, the guy showed up an hour early. I was like trying to get ready.
Did you know Turbo's granddad sets his watch back 2 hours?
Why?
So he shows up 2 hours early to everything.
That's stupid. Has he told him he's stupid?
No, his granddad's very, he's a very sweet man. Don't even say that.
I've met him. He's very nice, but
he was probably early.
Has terrible timekeeping. I just hate
and
this.
He just
used
the power
early.
Of his phone.
And like, why does it show you care more? It shows you don't give a shit about what they were doing beforehand.
No, it shows that you're willing to wait and do nothing for them just to make sure you're on time.
Yeah, I'm not. I'm a busy guy. Got a busy life.
It's not even that busy.
I don't have 5 minutes to spare.
All you do is build furniture, stream.
Yep, you've just described what I take all my time doing. I'm busy doing that shit. I don't have time to sit about. Unless it's to play my PSP. I got a PSP recently. I've been playing
a lot. You're not even that busy. I'll tell you what pisses me off.
I'm very busy. I get 5 minutes at a time. Why?
What they do is show up at this time. You show up on time. Oh, but it's not on time. Now you have to wait 20 minutes for someone to fondle your balls.
No, this is the thing. I don't also like lateness. And this is another thing. Because I booked Clearerby the other day. I've got more services.
You are not coming off good in this episode.
I'm just creating jobs for people? Creating TaskRabbit jobs and Clearerby jobs? I'm creating jobs. I'm hoarding the economy.
Jobs.
I hired Clearerby because after we had all the furniture built, we had so many boxes, like there's just so many boxes that I couldn't possibly take them all to the bin. So I just had a guy come to the van and take all the stuff, all the old boxes, a couple of old bits of furniture. And they showed up. I spent £25 extra. You can book it with a no booking fee if you say they can show up any time in the day, but I had commitments. So I booked them between 9 and 11, which now I'm saying out loud. Doesn't sound great.
Insensitive, really.
But that was the times. I said, between 9 and 11, they can show. I paid £25 extra for that two-hour slot, right? When did they fucking show, Tom? 10 to 12. Where did I have to be at 12? Boxing. I had to call off boxing. That's why I had to go, sorry, Charlie. Got fucking...
Did you get a refund on boxing?
No, because it's not Charlie's fault, is it? That the fucking Clearerby people... They should have given me back my £50 for my boxing session, but they didn't, did they? No, they just took my rubbish away. Which was very kind of them. But like, I realised being early is annoying, but like being late is worse. But I just think everyone should be on time to the fucking tea, which is rich coming from me. I'm very...
Because you're very late, generally.
Not very late. I forget about travel time. I forget that you can't leave as you're supposed to be there. In my head, I go, I've got to be there by this time.
Yeah, that's ridiculous.
Yeah, it is, but it's like I can't... My brain's really bad at the concept of, like, travel. So I have to remember. And I always think travel time is much less than what it is. Like, I think everything's about 5 minutes away, and it isn't.
This has been a real high-stakes episode full of problems for you, man. And introspection.
Yeah.
Hasn't it been?
I'll be honest, it's been a wild ride. I don't know if I can follow through everything I spoke about. It's just that my brain's just dumped out in a... mess of words.
I know.
But you know what? I'm glad you were here for the journey. Should we see how this worm's doing?
How's a worm doing?
Let's have a look.
Oh, I can see him on my end.
Oh, is he on this side? Whereabouts?
Up there.
It's not him, that's sand.
Really?
Yeah, it's just a bit of sand.
Oh, down there. On the end.
Oh, here.
Oh, yeah. Oh, wow. Corner worm. Corner worm.
We've not had a side worm before, have we? That's new.
Look at that.
My two side worms.
Wow.
Oh, and one here.
Can you believe Jacksepticeye's the piss out of our worms?
I couldn't believe it. And you know what? I'm going to tell you something now that you're going to love. My friend's visiting from home. You know Sarge. I've spoken about Sarge plenty this episode.
Yes, you
have. He told me, Tom, he loves the podcast. With this podcast, for everyone watching, know that you're watching Sarge-approved content. Now, if that isn't going in the advert, I don't know what is. And you know what his favorite part is? He fucking loves the worm.
He loves the worm.
He thinks the worm is incredible. Oh. So you know what, Sarge? This episode's dedicated to you. Here's the worm.
Oh.
There you go.
Do you know what I'm mad as well? Besides me, everyone on this podcast has been named Jack.
Well, no, because his name's Sean. He's not even called Jack. Stupid fucking liar. Doesn't even like the worm. And this is the way we treat our previous guests. So feel free to come on if you are an interesting person. We'd love to have you.
Stupid dickhead.
Right. Should we move over to the Patreon?
Guys, now we're going to go over to the Patreon. Obviously, Jack needs money to pay for his task rabbits.
It's £5, $7.
So it's a bit more, actually.
You get an exclusive episode every week. Imagine this again. It's a bit shorter, but every week you get that for $7.
And it's even slightly more laid back than this, because you're probably thinking, these guys aren't that laid back. Well, we are.
We get real chill over there.
We get introspective. We ask ourselves tough questions.
You really learn about us. So if you want to do that.
Because this episode, we've been really hiding our true selves.
We hide behind masquerades.
Masks. But now the mask is coming off. Hi, I'm Tom.
Subscribe to see us next week. Let's go to the Patreon.
Bye.
Now do the noise.
Oh, the noise.
You got to do the linking noise.
Step into modern luxury at Langham in Grandview. Your boutique, studio plus suite awaits with a premium kitchen, spa-inspired bathroom, and elevated finishes throughout. Just steps from your door, lounge poolside in a private cabana, unwind in the hydrotherapy spa, perfect your swing with virtual golf simulators, or visit the fitness center for a Peloton ride. Availability at Langham is limited. Reserve your studio plus suite today at livepreferred.com.